Laura pushed me back down onto the sofa. I expected her to sit down next to me, but instead she perched on the armchair opposite. She sat upright and crossed one leg over the other, in quite a stern pose, I thought. The dress was actually quite short, but the thick, opaque tights kept her decent, and the view of her boots was nice. "Okay, I know you just got here, but we need to talk," she began. As a man, I always wonder what these words are supposed to mean. We talk all the time, of course. But having been in a relationship for over a year now, I'm gradually picking up on these female phrases. "We need to talk" actually means I'm going to tell you something that you don't really want to hear. I was right. "What about?" I asked cautiously. "As you know, a few weeks back, Christine had those two terrible things happen to her with her dad, and then that creep of a headmaster. We don't need to dwell on it, but she's feeling a lot better now. At the time, I was happy to be as supportive as I could, and the two of us became very close," she said. It sounded like she had rehearsed the lines. She paused to see if I was processing this. "Okay," was all I could think of to say. Up to now, Laura hadn't really said anything unexpected. But what did she mean by close? She took a breath and carried on. "A couple of weeks ago, I started spending most nights in Christine's bed. It wasn't the first time." "Well, you know that, because you were here then when she was upset. At first I slept with her because she needed the company. She couldn't get to sleep on her own." She paused again and frowned, presumably at my rather vacant expression. "Anyway," she continued, squeezing her hands together nervously, "I slept in her bed to keep her company, and I hadn't seen you for a while, and I think I was a bit frustrated, and there was stuff going on at school that I could talk about with Christine." She paused and then blurted out, "Well, we ended up kissing, and it's happened again. A lot, actually." She paused again and looked at me expectantly. "Well, are you going to say something?" Laura stared at me, obviously waiting for some reaction. I leaned towards her and had to clear my throat before I could speak. "Well, I'm not sure what to say. Why are you telling me this?" I asked. "Why?" she exclaimed. "Why am I telling you? I've just started a lesbian affair with my housemate." "Hang on a minute," I said, holding a hand up. "You didn't say that. You said you'd just kissed a bit." Laura stood up. She started to pace in front of me. The sound of her tights swishing with each step she took was incredibly erotic. I wondered if I was having some kind of man's dream. "My girlfriend is bisexual, and she might let me watch." Well, it's a lot more than that," she said, still wringing her hands nervously. "We sleep together every night now. We make love. Christine makes love to me, and I make love to her." She stopped pacing and stood looming over me, hands on her hips. I wanted to stand up, but something made me stay in this position. "Well, what about us?" I croaked eventually. "Yes, well, that's what we need to discuss," she told me. "Christine and I feel that it's not fair for me to throw you out. It's not your fault. And I still believe there's a place for you in the relationship." "What? What kind of place?" I thought maybe I should stand up, but there was no strength in my legs at all. Laura crouched down next to me and put her hand on my knee. "Poor baby," she said softly. "Look, I know it's a bit difficult to get your head around it, but if you're prepared to make some adjustments, then we can really carry on the same way as we did before, can't we?" "What do you mean by adjustments?" I asked.